Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. A good God. Hallelujah. Amazing God. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. For this is the day. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are so glad to be here again another time. And right here, we are just able to praise God. We are able to lift him up. We are able to glorify him. Oh, I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just come unto your gates with thanksgiving, Lord God, and into your court with praise, Lord God, giving you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Just hallelujah. We just want to say, just another day, the Lord has kept me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just another day, the Lord has kept you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to play this song by Bishop G.E. Patterson. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just another day
that
the Lord has kept me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, glory.
Yes, my mind. One more day. One more blessing.
One more day. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's another day that the Lord has kept you, has kept me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful for the Lord for keeping me. He has kept us, hallelujah, from all harm, hurt, and danger, Lord God. He has kept us, hallelujah, another day. And I'm so happy about it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We were sick, me and my husband, we were sick all through the New Year that came in. We do nothing. We were in the bed sick. But I just thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God. They said, though he slay me, I will trust. Hallelujah. I will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. They said, hallelujah. They said, the word said, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. Hallelujah. We are perplexed, but not yet despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our body. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah. We are called to come back. Jesus, people are the comeback kids. We are his comeback kids. Hallelujah. 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 Lord God, we are perplexed. Hallelujah. We are pressed on every side, but not yet crushed. We are not crushed. Hallelujah. It reminds me, hallelujah, of Muhammad Ali's daughter, Lola. I think I'm saying it right, Lola Ali. Hallelujah. She was she won 7 heavyweight champions. Hallelujah. She won. And she said she was winning all of these fights, right? You know, and her last one, she got knocked out. It was her opponent knocked her out. Hallelujah. And they were counting her out. Hallelujah. They were counting her out. 1, 2, 3. She said she just couldn't have strength enough to get up. But hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to the God. She said, but she knew, hallelujah, she knew who her father was, hallelujah, and she couldn't lay there, hallelujah. She had to get up, hallelujah. She had to get up, hallelujah. Yes, her father is known around the world, hallelujah. Our father also is known around the world, but everything knows our father, hallelujah. The stars knows our father. The moon knows our father. The sun knows our father. The grass knows our father, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The earth knows our Father. Hallelujah. Oh, that's who our Father is. Hallelujah. He is our heavyweight champion. Our Father is. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He is God of gods. Hallelujah. He is Lord of lords. Hallelujah. He is King of kings. Hallelujah. And we know one day, hallelujah, one day, hallelujah, that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord, hallelujah, on the earth, under the earth, hallelujah, above the earth, hallelujah. every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, hallelujah, that he is Lord of Lords. I just thank God. I just thank God. Hallelujah. It just had us down. Hallelujah. But I thank God for his healing power. Hallelujah. I thank God for his healing power. His healing power. Hallelujah. That power. Hallelujah. Oh, that wonderful power. That powerful power. Hallelujah. I thank God for his blood. Hallelujah. For by his stripes, hallelujah, we are healed, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, I'm going to play this song, hallelujah, by Bishop G.E. Patterson. I know it was the blood, hallelujah.
Oh, me, one thing my Lord, he died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. The evil, they kissed him in the side. They kissed him in the side for me. The day when I was lost, no, it was the blood for me. Ooh, he whipped him all the way. And with him all night long for me. One day when I was lost, it was the blood for me. He can free me down. The blood can free me down. The blood can free me down for me. When I was lost, I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. The day when I was lost, he died on the cross. No, it was the blood for me. For him all my life. And with him all night long for me. Saving him out, Lord, he died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. How many know? Hallelujah. It was the blood for me. Hallelujah. For me, they whipped him all night long. For you, they whipped him all night long. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. That precious blood. That blood that washes us white as snow. Hallelujah. That blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah. The blood for me. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We just thank you. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. Thanking you for the blood, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for your healing power, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, that you rose us up this morning, Lord God, and started us on our way, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your son, Father God, for your son Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day, hallelujah. You have spared us to see, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Ha, thank you, Jesus. We just love you. We just love you today, Lord God. We love you today, Lord God. We love you today, Lord God, hallelujah. And we give you all the praise, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, without you, we are nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we can't do nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, hallelujah. Ha, we're just withered away like a flower, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, come. Hallelujah with us, Lord God. Be with us, Lord God. Hallelujah. As my husband come, hallelujah. As the man of God come, hallelujah. Teach your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let every ear, every person that has an ear, let them hear, Lord God.
Let them hear, Lord God. Just have your way, Lord God. Have your way, hallelujah, in him, through him, around him. Have your way, Lord God, in me, around me, and through me, Lord God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Just have your way. Just come, Holy Spirit, because we can't do nothing without you, Holy Spirit. Just come. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. We just thank you. We just praise you. We just honor you, Lord God. We just honor you, Lord God. We just magnify you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you for who you are, Lord God. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. For there is no other God. Hallelujah. No other God. Hallelujah. No other God. No other God. No other living God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The man of God will be coming from Psalms 107. Psalms 107. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. 107. Psalms 107. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way. They might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." Oh, bless the name of the word of the God, of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank my wife Amanda for opening up our church service tonight because it's really good to have her help me, and she has poured out her heart to you all tonight, and I'm so proud that she can share with you all what God is sharing with her. Just keep us in your prayers, because God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the healing business. But just keep us in your prayers, because
Amen.
Prayer changes
Amen.
Things. And we will keep you all in our prayers, because when we pray one with another, it says that a family that prays together, they stays together. And so let us lean on each other at a time like this, because we need to lean on one another. And I just want to thank you all for listening to us week after week and day after day on this station, because it's so good that church, if you can't get to church, church comes to you week after week, day after day. I want to give God all of my honor tonight, because he's worthy, because God has brought me from a mighty long way. Early before even the rooster crowed, God woke me up this morning and started me on another day, and I'm so grateful. I'm so honored to him. Even when I was down over the holidays, my wife and myself was down, and God brought us to a place where
yes.
we can be back on our feet again, and I'm so thankful. I give him the honor. It wasn't the medicine, it wasn't the doctor. It was God's grace and God's mercy that brought us from our sickbed unto where we are right now. And we are thankful.
Yes.
And I thank you all. I thank Apostle tonight for allowing us to continue being on this station and continue on her working on this station and continue on expanding God's word to those that's listening out here in radio land. I just want to thank her because it is sometimes hard when we are doing these things, but nothing is too hard for God. And I believe that she has hid that in her heart, that everything is possible with God on her side. And I want to thank her and just keep her even in our prayers and keep and ask her to keep us in her prayer when she prays. And I want to thank those that come on day after day and partake of God's word.
Amen.
But as we move on just a little, fellow, I want you to look at the Psalms, the 107, the 107th Psalm. I want you to look at that. And I'm going to be taking parts of all of that psalm down to the 15th verses tonight. But I'm spawning on just the 8th verse. And the 8th verse says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men." And I'm going to use a theme or a thought or a subject right now. Thanksgiving unto the Lord for his great works.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving unto the Lord for his great works. Psalms 107 and the 8th verse. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, it is again now, Lord, that I come. I come as humble as I know how. I come, Lord, to lift up your name, because I know that if I lift your name up from here, you will draw all men unto you. Right now, Lord, I want to thank you for many blessings that you bestowed upon my family and allowed us to be able to continue on ministering your word to these here your people. Lord, right now, hide me behind this secret desk. And let your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within us. Speak to me, to these here your people. And let they have ears open to hear and mind to meditate on what you will be saying through this here your servant. Right now, Lord, just come now. Come and go with me and hide me behind your cross. And let me be not seen, but you seen. And let my words be not my words, but your words. Let your will be done through me right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. And for your sake, I ask it all. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Thanks be given unto the Lord for his great works. Here we find the psalmist noted some examples of God's providence and the care of his people. God cares for his people.
Mm-hmm.
He says here, especially when they are in distress.
Mm-hmm.
When we are going through something, God always cares, because God cares for us because we are his people. For so is that God is, he is God, not just of half of the earth, but God is God of the whole earth and
yes,
a father to not just those that is honoring him and doing those things, God is a father of the whole human race. Everybody. I want you to note that everybody is somebody in the eyesight of God.
Yeah.
God don't like everything that we do that's not pleasing in his sight, but he still loves us because he is a good father.
Mm-hmm.
You see, here we find that there are still those who did not belong to the citizenship of Israel, but who worship the true God. And even those who worship Allah had some knowledge. You see, even those that worship the devil had some knowledge of the supreme being of God. You see, to whom they look above all the false gods when they were in great need. You see, God takes good care even of such people when they pray for their distress. Psalmist specifies some of the most common adversities of human life and shows how God, in answer to their prayer, helped those who suffered in them. You see, and depression and captivity and imprisonment, sickness and physical illness, danger and distress, even on the seashore. You see, God takes care of it. Even it mentions events and nations and families in which God's hand is to be seen by his own people with a joyful acknowledgement of his goodness. God's hand is seen all around us every day of our lives if we look to him. If we look around us, we see the wreck of God's hand. We see the rising of the sun and the going down of the saints, the going down of the moon. And we see these things. Man can't do it. Only one can do it is God Almighty. God is the one. Here we find in the 107th Psalm, the first verse says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." You see here, the psalmist gave this as a general call to everyone to give thanks to God. Then it says that a particular call to the redeemed of the Lord, which may well be applied spiritually to the children of God. They were scattered abroad. You know the story. When the Israelites was out in the wilderness, they were scattered abroad. Christ, here my Bible says, died together in one out of every land. But it seems here to refer to a physical rescue brought about for them when they cried unto the Lord. Lord, have mercy. When we cry unto the Lord, God hears our cry. God comes to our rescue. God reaches way down when we have fallen by the wayside. God reach way down. God will pick us up. God will turn us around. God will place our feet on solid ground. God hears. God sees. God do. God is God all by himself. He don't need no help because he is our help in the present time of the soul. God is who he says he is. This is what the Israelites, when they was even in bondage, you know the story, and when they come out of bondage, God to man least in the desert. God answered to the man. But here, listen, because of their complaining, and because of their unbelief, and because of their refusal to be content with what he had already provided, that request ended up where so many thousands was killed. When God does not answer you, your prayer, in the way you think he should, you should thank him anyway for his wisdom. He will always provide what is best for you at a right time and at a right place. God always shows up right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He don't come when we want him sometimes, but he comes. He's right on time.
Yes, yes.
When we expect for him to come, God only comes when he gets ready. We can't make God come when we get ready.
Yes, yes.
We got to wait on God. And after he comes, we got to be thankful, because everything that God do for us, we should thank him. Even when we sit down at our dinner tables, at our breakfast tables, we should give God the thanks for the food on our table. Even when we go into our closets and put on our clothes, we should be thankful that God, tell God, thank you for clothing me. Even when we are set in our right minds, we should thank God for allowing us to have a right mind, a mind that stays on him.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
You
yes.
see, God is worthy of our thanks.
Ooh,
and here we find those Israelites. They complained. They were the thankful for what God had already done.
Oh, yes.
And it brought a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
It brought have to learn how to be thankful. I tell you, my sisters and
thank
my brothers,
you,
be thankful
thank
for
you.
The little bit that you have.
Yes, yes,
because
yes.
the little bit that you have,
yes.
sooner or later, it's going to be multiplied. Do you remember when Jesus took a 5 loaves of bread? It's just 2 little fish, and he fed 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit fed those people. I tell you, the little that we have, it will be multiplied. You see what I'm talking about. If we give thanks to the maker, to the supplier, God Almighty, everything will come, and it will multiply.
Yes, Lord.
You see?
Yes, Lord.
Let me move on.
Yes, Jesus.
You see, my Bible teaches me the Israelites were scattered. They were in exile. But God gathered them out of all the countries to which they had been scattered. God knows those who are here, my Lord. God knows, can I say it again? God knows those who are here, my Lord, to find him. Don't think now, if you are God's, God will search and God will find you. When you're lost on the way, God will come to your rescue, because God knows who you are. God knows where you are, because God knows everything. God, my Bible teaches that God is God of the north. God is God of the south. God is God of the east. God is God of the west. God got the whole world. Mm. In the palm of his hands. Yes. You don't have to worry. All you got to do is thank God. God, I thank you. I thank you for my good ends. I thank you for my coming out. I thank you for my living. I thank you because of that.
Thank you, Lord.
It's me.
Thank you, Lord.
Be thankful.
Ah, thank you, Lord.
That's why he says here.
Thank you, Jesus.
That all that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful rights to the children of men. Thank God. Thank God. Let us look a little further at this lesson.
Yes, yes, yes.
We find that the Israelites, they were about to die of hunger. Israel needs were supplied at the right time. Same God who led us is the same God who feeds us to this day. He leads and he feeds. Now those who receive mercy are called on to respond. And our response should be, God have mercy. Thanks for all this, for what you have done, for what you are about to do. Oh, for that man, it refers especially to those people God has graciously relieved, whom would praise the Lord for his goodness. To them in particular, for his wonderful works, to others of his children of men. You see, God knows, Lord have mercy, and God desires our thanks. Because don't you know, my sisters and my brothers, it wasn't our alarm clock that went off this morning and woke us up this morning.
Yes.
My Bible teaches me. It was God's grace and God's mercy that brought us through, got us up out of our sleeping couches, and set our feet on the solid ground. God's grace and his mercy, it wasn't man-made clock that done it. God could have made it so that we didn't even get up, and he could have made it so that man's clock, we could not hear, but God had grace on us. God had mercy on us, and God shook us. He shook us. Have you ever been shook by God? If you've never been shook by God, even let God shake you sometime. Shake you sometime, and you will find that the goodness of the Lord is still in the land of the living.
Jesus.
Be thankful. Be thankful unto him.
Be thankful.
Because he's worthy of our thanks. He's worthy of our thanks. You see, even when we take notice here of the goodness of God towards prisons and captivity. You see, now some, they might not be behind prison bars, but they are prisons inside of their cells because they are going through something. They are in captivity because of the things that's going on in some of their lives. They are defiled with chains. But I stopped to let you know that God got a way to break all chains. God got a way to set the captives free.
Mm-hmm.
He got a way to even give sight to the blind. God got a way when we know that God, that we are going through something. We ought to know, my sisters and my brothers, that we can depend on God, because God has never turned back on us. God has always stood by our side. God said in his word that I would never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll stay with you until the end of the ages. All you've got to do is hold on to the unchanging hands, and everything's going to be all right. Weeping. We weep. Excuse me. We weep. And we weep. And we weep. But I'm a strong believer that weeping might endure for a night.
Mm-hmm.
But joy comes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The more you weep, don't you worry. Joy is on its way. So we got to stretch our hands to the hill for which cometh thy help.
Yeah.
And said, knowing that I help come from the Lord.
Yeah.
We got to raise our hands and we got to thank him. We got to thank him. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough. God has done so much for me. God has brought me so far along this journey. When I was down in the valley of despair, God reached way down, picked me up, and turned me around. God came to my rescue. My sisters and my brothers, they forsaken me. But the Lord, even my mother and my father forsaken me. But the Lord picked me up, turned me around, gave me another chance to the tree of life. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. That trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last. Trouble comes. Trouble comes. But God got a way to move trouble out of our way. God takes trouble. It throws trouble in the sea of forgiveness. Says trouble, you don't belong in his way. You need to move. God moves. God moves. God moves. Trouble gonna come. So I want you to know that you're not exempt from trouble. Because trouble going to attack not just those that's fallen after the devil. Trouble going to come and going to attack those that's in the household of faith. Right now, the churches is in a trouble. The churches is in trouble right now. Because the devil have already got those that's fallen after him. But now, he said, I got to get into the church. I want the church people now. That's why we have such a hard time sometimes fighting with the devil. Because the devil's trying to stop God's work from going on. But I stop to let you know, we serve a God that his work will never stop. He said, upon this rock, I built my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God's church will always prevail. God's church will always go on. And listen here, it's not the building that where the church goes on. The building don't fix the church. It's the baptized believers that's in the church that makes the church. I stop to tell you, keep on believing. Keep on reckoning. The devil don't have no dominion. The devil don't have no power. The power that you have comes from the Lord. And the devil cannot conquer the Lord. He tried it once. He tried it twice. He tried it three times. He tried it lie. He has already been defeated. He's already lost his battle.
Yes.
Because he lost it long time ago. He don't have no hope. You see, we have hope. But the devil don't have no hope. His hope is all gone. His place of eternity is already designed for him. But our place is not, it don't have to be designed like his place. If we serve God, our place is designed for us. That is that new heaven and new earth, where we will dwell forever and forever. Excuse me, the devil don't have no power over us. God see what, now listen, God wants the undefiled longings that we feel in our soul to drive us. Lord, have you had someone to drive you even around town and get you through safe and know that you're coming close to your designated area? Somebody driving you. That's the way God wants us. Our longings to feel in our soul to drive us to him. His presence. Satisfies our spiritual hunger. We are all hungry, and we need a spiritual awakening. I stop to let you know that God is the one that will wake us up spiritually. You see, we have so many people. That's why the world is in a turmoil right now. That's why the world is still being right side up. That's why the world is bottom side up. Because people in the world, some people in the world is not doing what God wants them to do. They are hateful. They are evil. They don't care about nobody but themselves. And but sometimes I wonder even if they care about themselves. That's why so much killing going on, so much backbite going on, because the world is filled of those kind of people. Because Jesus said in his word that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. He said also that I got two roads. There's one broad way that's going to lead to destruction, but I got a narrow way. Oh, my Jesus. I got a narrow way that many will not find. That broad way, many will be. But on that narrow way, few will be on that way. But all I got to say right now is just stay on the narrow way. Keep on. Keep it on. Keep on striving. Keep on pushing. Keep on looking forward. Don't look back, because God don't said in his word that any man that put his hands to the gospel plow and look back is not fit for his kingdom. Keep looking forward. Paul said, I'm going to press on for the high mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Press, my sister. Press, my brother. Keep on pressing, because there's coming a time where we're going to get a reward. And our reward is going to be a new home up there. See, I'm almost through. It is by the power and the mercy of God, even when we're sick, that we recover from our sins. Then is our once we recover, like my wife and myself, we got to give God the thanks, because it is God that is worthy of the thanks. He hath gave us the medicine from the hem of his garment. He gave us the medicine to be able to get well again. And it's our duty to thank him. You see, God even, he sent his word. Just sending his word healed. You see, just sending his word healed them. This may apply to even the miraculous healings Christ worked when he was on earth. He said, be clean, and the work was done. You see, Jesus just spoke it. Lord have mercy. And it was done. Don't you want that power? I don't know about you, but I want that power where I can just speak it, and it's done. I can speak to sickness, and the sickness will go back to the pits of hell where they come from. I can speak to the mountain that's in my life, and they will move out of my life. I want to be able to speak to even the demon-possessed people, and the demons will be able to come out. I want to have that power. I know I want that power. Because I know I can have that power. Because all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. God got all power in his past. And God will give me that power, power, mighty power, power to move mountains, power to heal sickness, power to cleanse the leprosy. Power, power, power. God gives that power. I want that power. I want that power. It may also be applied to spiritual healings, which the Spirit of grace, it works in new birth. He sends his word, and he heals souls. Time and then still recovering from sickness. God has a providence, has only to speak to the sickness. Just speak to it, and it's done. When those who have been ill are restored, you know they must respond to God and to respond to him in praise. Praise. It says, let all men, and I'm too, praise the Lord for his goodness. Those, especially to whom God has given new life, spend it in his service. Let them sanctify with thanksgiving, not only being a thank offering to the altar, but also bring a thankful heart to God Almighty. Bring a thankful heart to God Almighty. Be thankful and given unto the Lord for his great grace. Most holy God, my heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to be here in your service once again. Thank you, Lord, for those that don't know you, even by the pardon of your sins. I ask you that they become crying, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, Lord, for this service that you have wrecked through us right now. Yes. And as we go down from this place, I ask you that you would not leave us nor forsake us. Lord, and as those that's listening, those that's following, let them, Lord, be continue on speaking through their minds. Lord, and now I pray that your holy communion of your Holy Spirit with rest, rule, and abide within them.
Yes.
Henceforth and forevermore. And even, Lord, those that don't know you by the pardon for your sins, I ask you right now that they would have a rule, have awakening. Wake their minds so that they would believe that you're God all by yourself.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. For your sake, I ask it all. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Prayers, and my wife in your prayers, and we'll keep you in your prayers.